Good morning. It's Saturday, June the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, happy Saturday. It is Holy Spirit Story Day, and we've got another good one. This one is entitled, When God Speaks, with Keith Wasserman. Our text today, as always, on Saturday, Acts 1, verse 8. I call it the Great Combustion, right? We've got the Great Commission. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Jesus said, go therefore into all nations, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. It's Matthew 28, I believe, 18 through 20. That's the Great Commission. Then there's the Great Commandment. The Great Commandment, of course, is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's a Great Commandment. And I call Acts 1, verse 8, the Great Combustion. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. He's talking about the day of Pentecost, of course, and following. The Holy Spirit landing on and in the disciples, transforming them into witnesses. That's a fire. That's the fiery combustion of the gospel. You know, I think about, gosh, I'm just getting carried away here. But it's Saturday, right? The Great Commission, right? Speaking of baptism, training, that's consecration. The Great Commandment, love, well, that's transformation. That's the work of transformation. And then there is the Great Combustion, and that is the work of demonstration. I shouldn't even be saying the work. I should be saying the grace of consecration, the Great Commission, the grace of transformation, the Great Commandment, the grace of demonstration, the Great Combustion. Yeah, well, that was all for free. How about that? Today's Holy Spirit story comes from Keith Wasserman, another longtime friend. Keith founded and leads a phenomenal mission called Good Works, Inc. in Athens, Ohio. He's been at this for over 40 years. Good Works exists to connect people from all walks of life with people in poverty so that the kingdom of God can be experienced. One of the finest followers of Jesus I know, Keith has been at this for more than 40 years, and along with his wife, Darlene. Read his powerful story if you want to read it in today's email. Actually, I put a link in today's email that really tells his story that goes to his website. I'd love it if you'd go there. I was thrilled when I received this story from Keith some months ago. If you read it, you'll see it in his own words. And of course, you who are listening will hear it in Keith's own voice.
My wife and I had never discussed adoption. We'd been married almost 9 years, and we did not have any children. On April 15, 1990, the phone rang while we were praying. The woman asked me, "Are you Keith Wasserman?" I answered yes. She said the following words to me that I will never forget. "God spoke to me and told me to call you and ask you if you want to adopt a baby." I said, "Who are you? and she told me her name. I had never heard her name before. She explained she was helping a woman find a home for her unborn child and that the mother was due in July. She was seeking a family to adopt this baby, and God gave her our name. Being a bit stunned, I said, can I get back to you? I think we need to pray about this. 2 days later, she called back, and she asked us again. We answered, we are open to continuing the conversation. We didn't really tell very many people, but we did seek the counsel of trusted friends. We were both excited and scared. We mentioned the possibility to our parents. We were 32 years old at the time, and I did talk with a friend who was an attorney. Over the next 2 weeks, we prayed and tried to discern how God was working as we sought wisdom. There is a lot more to the story, but here is the short version. On the morning of May 2nd, 1990, about 15 days later, she called us at 6 a.m. and said, you have a baby, and you can pick him up tomorrow morning. And we did. We took the one-hour drive to the hospital in another city and brought with us the piece of paper our attorney had prepared for us. We handed them this piece of paper, a court order for temporary placement, and they handed us a baby who was 1 day old. That was 34 years ago. Sometimes the unexpected, sovereign intervention of God's goodness is so powerful, so amazing, and so significant that it changes your life forever. The psalmist writes, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:13-14.
The prayer. Father, thank you for this powerful story of how the Holy Spirit moves heaven and earth to create family. Thank you for this family's openness to opportunity and for their obedience to take the risk of faith. The earthly and eternal significance of this is breathtaking. Holy Spirit, would you encourage our faith and inspire our obedience to be ready for the opportunities you bring our way? And we do pray a special blessing on Darlene and Keith and their child, whom we're celebrating today. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. The question, do you believe God speaks to people as is told in this story? Does God speak to you? Would you like to hear from God or to learn to hear God's voice? And for our hymn today, we're going to sing our Saturday song, Sanctuary. We'll sing it through twice. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Maybe I've told you, but every Sunday at the Gillette Methodist Church, that's how we close our worship. We sing a hymn, and then I give a word of blessing, a benediction, mostly from Scripture. And then I look over at Miss Thelma, our pianist, or Miss Rosella, or Miss Shirley, whichever one is playing that day. Gosh, can you believe we have three gifted pianists in our church. I look over at them and they hit the note, right? I want this to be voices only. I want, as we get ready to head out into the streets, we're leaving the sanctuary, we're heading out into the streets, into the world. Well, that's when we need to make the shift to the mobile sanctuary, also known as the tabernacle. The tabernacle of our bodies, our relationships as the dwelling place of God. So we just want to sing it with just our voices because we're not going to have the piano with us out there in the world. And there's just nothing like the vulnerability of voices together. And boy, our little church has just risen up into this song. We sing it every Sunday. She plays the note. And then we sing it, and I follow our acolytes right out as the light of the world leads the people of God into the world to be witnesses for Jesus. Yep, that's how we do it here in Gillette. I hope someday you'll come. We've had a number of wake-up call people, readers, community members, sowers. Come on Sunday and see us. If you're coming, you need to let me know. And just reply to this email. That'll get to me. But let me know. I want you to make sure that I'm here and preaching on that Sunday. I'm here most of the time, of course, but occasionally I get a day off and go see my kids or something like that. Well, gang, it's Saturday, and we got sowing to do. So get your seeds. And I'll see you on the field for The Awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.